Hello and welcome to Studio RC, an encouragement for your recovery and your faith. My name is Max and I am an alcoholic. I'm so raped only by the grace of God and the fellowship of the program as contained in our literature. I'm also a believer and someone who wants to help and encourage you both in your recovery and your faith. So we've started a series called Elements. And so we just, again, this beginning will be the same each time we do the series. We're going to do a couple in the beginning, and then we'll add as we go. And this will be the beginning every time we add a different element. So why is this series called Elements? It's about taking all the various elements of a recovery church service and experience, putting them together, and taking them apart, looking at each one separately, but remembering that each of them work together to help complement and bring about the full recovery church experience. So we're going to, during this series, we're going to look at various areas of nuts and bolts, sort of the different elements that could help you in regards to understanding what recovery church is and how we do things. This is going to be an encouragement to help you in the various elements as you put together your recovery church service and you put together your team, and as you even you're putting together your planning topics and all the various elements of your recovery church team, movement, service. And so we're going to take a look at things and try to help you if you don't already know them. If you do, help fine-tune them a little bit and encourage them in a way that helps you going forward. So with that in mind, keep in mind, just as Paul said, we need each part of the body. Recovery church needs each and every element that your particular location already has. God has provided you with the elements that you need. And there'll be some solutions here for maybe some of the areas that you don't have or that you struggle in. So sit back, enjoy, and we're going to enter into another episode of Elements. All right, we're going to jump into our latest episode of Elements. And today we're going to do a brief overview of our values. Now I've done a full series on values before. We have the DNA series of values, which go over our values. I'm just going to do a quick overview. We're going to do two parts. This will, we'll do the first six in this part, and then we'll do a second part followed up next week to go over the Recovery Church values. And these elements again help keep us on the same page. Much like our essential beliefs, we want to make sure that these recovery church values are the things that inform and help us to be a recovery church, a robust recovery church. And so I want to jump right in. Our first value is Jesus. Jesus is our hope. He is with us and therefore the bedrock of our faith. Now, Jesus isn't an option. He's the way, the truth, the life. Without Jesus, we have found that there is no hope. There's a lack of hope. Our hope is found in Jesus. It tells us in the big book, God is everything or else he is nothing. God either is or he isn't. And for us, Jesus is God, so he is. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, God incarnate. We talked about that as part of the Trinity, the second person of the Trinity, that Jesus came in human form to sacrifice himself once and for all, that we might not perish, but have eternal life. And eternal life is defined as having life with God, in union with God, forever. And that's one of the bedrocks of our beliefs. And honestly, one of the core beliefs of Recovery Church, because that's one of the foundational understandings. So Jesus, our first value. Our second value is recovery. We do recover from addiction, and grow to help others. God's purpose is for Jesus to live in us and through us. We have the freedom to live an abundant, sober life. We do recover from addiction. I love that if you go to the foreword of the first edition in the big book, it says, we have recovered, past tense, from a hopeless state of mind and body. This book is the story of the first 100 people and how they recovered from alcoholism. And so there is a past tense that we can be recovered from our addiction. Now, that doesn't mean that we, once recovered, we can re-engage it. It just means that we're not plagued by it. We don't have the insanity of it. We can live a life free from it. Again, one of the things it talks about in the book is based on our daily spiritual maintenance. So we're going to keep up our spiritual maintenance, and we're going to be able to live in that recovered state, that spiritual awakening state. And so just know today, have this hope. We do recover. One of our key purposes is to recover and help other alcoholics and addicts to recover. As we recover, we grow to be more and more like Jesus, more and more like our higher power. One moment at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time. God's ultimate purpose for you and for me, for our lives, is that we will be conformed to the image of Jesus, that we'll continue to understand and know the character of Jesus and continue to be more and more emblematic, represent that image. One of the great things is we can experience freedom from, you know, our eternal bondage of sin and death because Jesus lives in us, as well as the freedom to live an abundant life free from the bondage of addiction. We get to do that. And I think that that's one of those things that I like that, again, we continue to have the tension between church and state. We talk about Jesus as church. We talk about recovery as state. And those are, you know, our first two values and how important both of them are. Jesus, essential. We can be recovered, essential. And for something that is called recovery church, dealing with addicts and alcoholics, all of that hopefully is very good news. Now, following up with one of our essential beliefs is one of our values. It is the Bible. The Bible is the inspired word of God and reveals the divine standards for what we believe, teach, and do. The Bible. The Bible is broken into the Old Testament and the New Testament, or the Hebrew Scriptures and the New Testament. And it is where we get our understanding of God, where we get our understanding of the character of Jesus. It is essential that to continue to go back to the Bible to fully understand Jesus. It's hard to pray or to interact or to listen and meditate on our higher power, on Jesus, if we don't know the character of Jesus. As we grow in our understanding of the character of Jesus, again, reading the Bible, the more we're able to say, this sounds like something Jesus would say. This sounds like it represents or reflects the character of Jesus. Knowing and obeying God's word is truly fundamental to all success and true success. And so it gives us a perspective and an understanding that we would maybe not otherwise have. All right, so we have Jesus, Recovery Bible. Our fourth one is unity. And this is something we talked a little bit about, again, in our essential beliefs, but all are welcome. All are welcome. There is diversity in our unity. In other words, we are unified, but there's a lot of different parts. Coming from different places, coming from different stories, but we are unified and we are united in our shared solution. our shared solution, the steps, and Jesus. We are united with the church and all 12 step fellowships. We are for the church and we are for recovery. We encourage the recovery church family to be active in both the church as well as the recovery community. All are welcome to be a part of the recovery church family. No matter what a person believes or doesn't believe, no matter what they have done or not done, no matter what color of their skin, education, or lack thereof, all are all a part of the recovery church family. And I've heard from Yale to jail, all are welcome. Whether it's the down and out or the up and in, if you have a problem with drugs and alcohol, you have a place with us. We may be diverse in our backgrounds and some of our experiences, but we are united in our shared solution, the solution of faith and the 12 steps. I love that we're united with the church. We're for the church. We desire to be a resource to the local and global church. Don't be surprised, especially if you're a campus lead, if a local church doesn't ask for you to come and speak about Recovery Church at their church, and to share the vision of what it means to be a Recovery Church and a Recovery Church leader. And so we'll have those opportunities. And again, that's part of why in our unity, we want to be a resource to the local church, because we're for the church. One of the things we encourage our Recovery Church family to be a part of the local church on Sunday morning. Most recovery churches do not meet on Sunday, so that it allows for its members to attend a Sunday morning church or community and be a part of that. The truth is, at Recovery Church, we don't care who gets the credit so long as God gets the glory. Whether it's the church, it's the recovery church, we don't care. We just want God to get the glory. Now, another thing, just as we are for the church, we are for the 12-step fellowships. We're for recovery. We encourage our family members to be active members in other 12-step fellowships, whether AA, NA, CR, CA, SA, those 12-step fellowships. And the truth is, we also have the opportunity, as we attend and are part of the 12-step community, to be able to give others this option of Recovery Church, this bridge that people might be seeking as they're trying to develop their understanding of God and understanding of their higher power and what that can look like. And so being present, we get to carry that message as well as part of our message. And so I love the unity. We're for the church. We're for recovery. We're not against either, and we're not trying to replace either. We're a bridge to both. The next value is service. We joyfully serve and carry the message of faith and recovery because faith without works is dead. Service will help carry a message like no other thing. We joyfully serve the Lord as well as our neighbors. We desire to be spiritual contributors, not consumers. We want to contribute, not simply consume. And James reminds us, and this was the drumbeat of some of the early recovery fathers, faith without works is dead. We're called to carry the message of faith and recovery and do anything short of sin to help reach a fellow sufferer. We want to help bring people closer to both recovery and their faith. And again, anything short of sin, we want to do this. And service of this kind, it means sacrifice. There will be a cost. There will be time. There will be energy and effort. We give of our time. We give of our treasures and our talent. And we live boldly with a principle of generosity in all our affairs. The truth is, we long at the end of our earthly journey to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. That's the hope. And then the final value for this part, just breaking it into a little smaller bite-sized part. I think some of these have been a little longer, so we wanted to go a little shorter with these to try to make them a little bit more bite-sized, but is community. And this is an interesting one, and I'm going to spend a couple more minutes on this one because I think that there's some things to be learned here. But we value and are part of the greater community. We are not insulated, just, you know, us four and no more. Like, no, we are part of a bigger community, a bigger community of recovery, a bigger community of faith, a bigger community of addicts and alcoholics. And therefore, we work with people, organizations, and churches to help serve others in and out of recovery. So community is very important. That being a part of the greater community is something I think that many recovery churches probably struggle with. Most recovery churches are excited that they simply have their weekly service up and running. And so that in and of itself can seem like an undertaking. So to think to go beyond that and go into the community and partner and look at other things might seem daunting. We are called to share our experience, strength, and hope with each other, and that God may solve our common problem and help others to recover. We are responsible. When any addict or alcoholic reaches out for help, we want the hands and feet of Jesus to always be there. For that, we're responsible. One of the things I want you to think about in regards to community, I want you to think maybe a little outside the box. There may be local festivals or parades or craft bazaars or opportunities to do days of service, either for the township or our local church. There are ways that we can partner with the community. And we hope that the things that we partner with, that there's overlap. Now, they don't have to fully align with our beliefs, but there needs to be some synergy and some overlap there so that, like, that it makes sense as an outflow of trying to help people to recover and to form that relationship with Jesus. It's important to be in the community. Jesus did the teachings with the disciples, but Jesus was out and about all the time. We as Recovery Church want to be out and about, seen, known. We want to do attraction, not promotion per se, but we want to be out there and helping and serving with no other motives than to help and serve our community and those in addiction and recovery. And so that's really an essential thing that we do. I think that we probably could make more partnerships than we do, and do more one-offs than we do. And we want to be thinking about how can we extend the footprint of Recovery Church and what we do and how we serve others. Again, we don't care who gets the credit as long as God gets the glory, but what ways can we extend into the community? What ways can we impact the community? There are probably simple things that we can do. I was at my local church, not my recovery church, this weekend, and we are partnering with a church that has a food pantry. Our church doesn't have a food pantry, but what we're going to do is support the food pantry. And this food pantry needed four carts, and each cart was $100. And so we as a church said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give them their four carts. Now, again, that was my home church, but there are opportunities like that for Recovery Church. We want to stay focused on the addict and alcoholic, but how can we, in that focus, help and partner in the community? And how can we make an impact with those in the community? So I encourage you, and I even just try to push you a little bit to think even further than what we do and a little outside the box. I know I've visited Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's a beautiful campus, and they have some built-in partnerships with their community and other nonprofits to help people within the community. And Recovery Church comes alongside of some of those needs and really helps the community. And it's a neat partnership. Those are the opportunities that we have at Recovery Church. So I encourage you to engage your community, not just Recovery Church. All right. Well, that's part one of Recovery Church values and how those elements are essential to what we do and an important part. And we will tackle the next set of values in our part two. And I thank you for coming to Studio RC. We encourage you, continue to subscribe, share, like, comment, do all those great things. We, again, just are trying to get our footprint and our message out further and further to help more and more people as best we can. So we thank you for coming to Studio RC and remind you, Recovery Church, 12 steps, one goal. God bless, and we'll see you next time for part two.